Okay, guys, welcome to our very first podcast. Bear with us because we are being very awkward about this. I'm sorry. We're trying to sit here and have just a conversation, and we're not exactly sure what we're doing, but we're learning. Right. So welcome to our little preview of what's to come. I guarantee that what we will be recording will be a little bit less awkward each time.
Hopefully so. I mean, let's be real. We had a little bit of rosé today, and we've done a little bit of a photo shoot, and it's coming together. But, you know, we wanted to kind of dive right into it today and see what this is all about. This is our first time even using the app. So, like she said, bear with us. We're going to get it together eventually.
Eventually. So. Hopefully. Hopefully we'll get it together. But we just wanted to make this podcast. We've been talking about it for a really long time, probably like maybe a year. It kind of morphed off of crazy conversations that we would have where we're just like, somebody should be recording these. And it all revolved around relationships and dating and marriage and all of that fun stuff.
Seriously. So, yeah, like, go ahead.
I feel like a lot of people have a lot to say about what we talk about on a daily basis.
Sure. So, and we just find the comedic value in it. Like when we talk about it, it's hilarious to us. So we figured, why not record some of this and see what you guys have to say about it as well? So here we are.
So welcome to In These Streets Podcast.
Yes.
I am Krista.
And I'm Miranda.
And we hope that we can get you guys drinking with us. Yes. We can get you guys to participate with us. And we can just sit down and have a conversation about what is really going on.
Yes. We're looking for the interactive experience. Like, we have such a good time talking with each other, and we share so many laughs. So hopefully we can share some with you guys as well. We have actually set up an Instagram. So, I mean, it's brand new, so be looking for content on there. We'll be adding some very shortly. But since we are brand new, that's where it is. You can send us DMs, and we've decided that as far as some of the content that we want to do, we want to be able to do episodes of confessions, and if you have general questions or just even stories that you want to tell, you can send us to our DMs there.
And our Instagram, you can find us at inthestreets.podcast. We are totally revolving this whole podcast around relationship problems, relationship advice, people that have good relationships, dating in this world, because let's be honest, that's horrible. And marriage, because let's be honest, that's horrible too.
So true. So true. And that's the kind of stuff that we talk about on a daily basis. Let's be real. Like, that's how we decided we wanted to jump into this, because we have conversations that are absolutely hysterical, or at least to us. So we thought maybe it would be hysterical to other people as well.
And if you don't find us funny, well, then don't listen. Right? Because this is a very true podcast. It's very honest and it's very open. And that's just how we live our lives. So you're going to have to deal with it.
Yes, we definitely decided that this is going to be a no holds barred kind of podcast. And we're going to just basically say it how it is. That means between us, between you guys, whatever you want to do. We want to bring some people on air with us at some point and have conversations. We're looking really, really forward to what's going to happen in the future with this.
It is. So a little bit about us. My name is Krista. I have previously been married for 5 years. Yep. Did that. And now I'm divorced. I've been divorced for about 2 years. Yep. Living this single life. So I've been dating for a little bit. Yeah. Still single. I wonder why. It's just... There's just so much to say about it. I just don't even know where to start.
Well, then there's me. I'm Miranda. I am a little bit older, but we're still like the closest of friends, I think. And we spend a lot of time going out together. I am actually married, which I hope we'll be able to provide some sort of different viewpoint of the things that we're talking about. As I am also in these streets, per se, as we do like to go out together, and I have a relaxed marriage. So I can go out and do the things that I want to do, go out with my friends, and I have a good time a lot and do experience a lot in the meantime.
So basically what she's saying is she goes out with me, rerun in these streets like crazy fools and do dumb shit. And y'all are going to hear about all the dumb shit that we do. Yes. And we are going to cheers to that.
Yep.
Because yes, we are drinking some rosé right now and having a hell of a time.
As always. Oh, we always have a good time. We like to have a good time together with our friends. Hopefully, we'll bring some of our friends on here and other people as well. We would love to get to a point where we're able to bring people into the conversation and record like messages from you guys that if you are willing to be aired, we would be more than happy to do so. Let's just have a conversation. Let's talk about it all. No holds barred. We're basically going balls out. We're not going to really watch our language because, let's be real, the drunker we get, the worse our mouths are.
It's very true. It just, the whole world today is so based around social media, and especially like in the dating world. I mean, who can find a date without online dating service? Get out of here. I meet people all the time, but they don't want to date me.
Well, that's what we want to delve into. Like, basically, is it more of a casual thing these days? Like, is our society shifting to a more casual relationship status? Is marriage even seen as a thing anymore? I'm hearing that a lot. I'm a little bit older, so I hear a lot that people are saying that marriage just really is like old school way of living together. Or, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. What do you think about it?
I don't know, because I was very into being married when I was married, and now that I'm divorced, the idea of being married sounds awful, and I don't know that I would ever do it again. I'm also 30, I'm a millennial, and it does seem like being in a monogamous relationship is just not necessarily something that everybody's rushing to get into. No. I'm not. No. Seems because like my options out there are very slim.
No, I mean, okay, like, you guys will see us later. She's a gorgeous girl. Legit, she's gorgeous. Love her. But, you know, it's, I don't know. I don't know what it is or what's going on with dating, meeting people out in person. Like, is it a thing anymore? Are we leaning all more towards the social media aspect of dating? It's a little bit different from when I was coming up. But it seems like that's the way that things are going these days. And, you know, how is that affecting us? How is that going to affect us going forward?
So as much as we want this podcast to be fun and open and we can say whatever we want to, we also want to address some really serious issues. We want it to be open to anybody. It doesn't matter your gender, your sexual orientation, anything, your race. We want it to be open to everybody. We want everybody to be able to have an open conversation, because guess what? We're all dating and it's all terrible. So we can agree on something, okay?
Right. But at least have some sort of relationship with someone out there, whether it's your fuck buddy, whether it's your partner, your husband, your wife, whatever it is. We have some sort of relationships. I think, you know, at least relationships are healthy. But there's always issues there, so let's talk about them. Let's bring them to the surface.
And we just want to sit back and break down every kind of aspect of a relationship, because not only will it help us, because it's basically sitting here having a counseling session, but hopefully we'll be able to help other people just kind of find their way through it, because it's hard. Sure. It's really hard. And you're not out there alone. Obviously, have you been on Tinder? Have you been on Bumble? You've been swiping. So you're not out there alone.
That reminds me of whenever I was swiping right for you. What was it I was swiping?
Oh, yes. So we're going to put this. We hope that we can get a couple people to commit to doing this. But we like to call it drindering, drunken Tindering. Yes. And really, it's a fun game. You drink a lot, you get on Tinder, and you swipe, but you read the profiles and look at the pictures, and it becomes quite a fun game after a while, because the things that people put in their profiles is just absolutely insane. Like, especially if you're, like, out in the country. Have you ever done drindering out in the country? It's the best thing ever.
I mean, seriously.
It is the best thing ever.
I've never done it. Like, I almost want to set up, like, a Tinder account. My husband is so cool. Like, he would probably be cool for podcast purposes if I set up a Tinder account just to see how, like, dating would go.
So, I was visiting. So, here's a little story, a little taste of what you guys might hear in the future. But I was visiting a couple of my friends one time, and they live, like, way out in the country. And I told them, I was like, well, we're drunk and we're just like sitting here. And I was like, let's get on my Tinder. And I was like, we have a lot of fun. And I was like, and who knows what we're going to see around here. Oh my gosh. Like, these people might as well have been putting up pictures of them like fucking horses.
No.
Like, I was like, what in the hell? Where am I? Like, I had traveled back some years. Like, I'm pretty sure that no one swiped on me because, I definitely have some darker skin, so let's not pretend. I was kind of afraid to swipe, what is it, right? I don't know, I haven't been on there in a while.
Right or left.
Swipe right to match with somebody there because they might, like, burn a cross in my front yard or something. I don't know. But this is what we're dealing with nowadays. Oh, you just don't know what's going on.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I like, where were you? Like, were you in, like, in?
I was in Pottsboro, Texas, which is right on Lake Texoma.
Where the hell is, like, I don't even know where
it's, like, way up north. Lake Texoma, it's Texas and Oklahoma. Oh, so okay. It was way up north. It's about an hour and a half from where I live, which I'm not telling you where I live because I've already dealt with stalkers in my life. Okay, ladies, listen to that. Don't invite people and men. Let's not pretend like women can't be stalkers. Don't invite people over to your house unless you get to know them, which thankfully I didn't invite this guy over, but I just gave him my number and then I had to block him because he called me a million times and also called me from unknown numbers because he said I quote unquote blocked him, which I didn't, but I did after this. And I answered it and he proceeded to call me a whore because I told him I was at a bar with a friend.
Oh my gosh. That's a whole other thing. Like, okay, guys, really, if you get turned down from a woman, just be cordial. You know, okay, well, thank you for your time. We're not bitches just because we turn you down. There may be different reasons why we turn you down. Like, for example, I'm married. For example, she just may not be interested, but that's her prerogative.
But don't take it personally. I mean, there's plenty of people that aren't interested in me. Believe me. I've been there. You just move on. There's plenty of fish in the sea. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Uh-uh. It's not that big of a deal.
Definitely not. Definitely
but
not.
I really hope that you guys are able to join us each week. I think that next week we're going to go ahead and start diving into, like, the ins and outs of dating in this society. Right. I think that's where we want to start.
This day and age, really.
Yeah. And kind of morph from there, but go into more details about how people find dates and how we'll give you a few of our horror dating stories. Like, stay tuned because you're going to hear those. I mean,
oh my gosh.
Dick pics in a bar. Sounds good.
Seriously. Okay. The whole dick pic thing. I don't get it, but it is what it is.
We're going to save that for next week, but I really hope that you guys will join us on this adventure. We have thought about it for a long time. We're really serious about it. And we just really want to have an open platform for people to feel comfortable.
Sure. Let's have conversations.
Because, I mean, we're obviously not going to go out on a date and feel comfortable about anything. Like, so you can basically go out on your horrible dates, message us, slide into our DMs, and tell us all about it.
Definitely.
And then maybe if it's really good, we'll bring you on because if you're local to the DFW area, or you could call in.
Yeah.
Bring you on and let you tell your story.
I think really
but
anywhere.
We you got to at least drink with us too. Oh,
cheers, girl. So I guess we'll sign off for now. Does that sound good? We're signing off for at least this week.
Yeah. So just remember, you can find us on In the Streets, all one word, .podcast on Instagram. Yes. That is currently all we have up. We hope to have up a couple other things later, mm-hmm. but we're just kind of feeling it out and seeing how much of a response we get.
Yes, definitely. So we look forward to hearing from anybody that's out there and seeing where we can take this. I guess maybe we should apologize now for...
Look, we've had a whole bottle of rosé, so don't take us too seriously. Except for take us seriously, because you're going to want to listen.
Definitely.
All right, guys. Well, we are hoping that we will have out this next episode next week. Mm-hmm. And we will go from there. Right. It was awesome chatting with you.
Yes, awesome chatting with you. Cheers.
Cheers to our rosé.
Yes.
Rosé all day.